Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, as some, letters of commendation to you or from you? You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all people, revealing yourselves that you are a letter of Christ, delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such is the confidence we have toward God through Christ, not that we are adequate in ourselves, so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Have you ever felt the shame of inadequacy? It's humiliating when others see that you're ill-equipped for a task or lacking in knowledge on an issue. That hardly sounds like a positive thing, but for those of us who are believers, it can be a blessing if we respond the right way. Let your inadequacy drive you to God. Spend time in prayer and pour out your heart to Him. Draw comfort from His Word as you're reminded of His care for you. He hasn't abandoned you. On the contrary, God is using this humbling process to teach you two important lessons: to trust Him to work through your weakness, and to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. Insufficiency reminds us to stop trying to do God's will in our own strength. If we proceed down the path of self-sufficiency, we'll become overwhelmed and burdened. But when we admit our inadequacies to God, the burden is lifted, and we discover the contentment that comes with a dependent, trusting heart. The Lord is sufficient for every need, and His strength is demonstrated in our weakness. If there's an area in our life that we're trying to manage on our own, let's remember to relinquish control and depend humbly on the Lord. We can depend on Him to make us adequate.